Jesus, light of our hearts, ever since you rose from the dead, by the Holy Spirit you have never stopped coming to us. Whatever point we may be at, you are always waiting for us. And you tell us, come to me, you who are overburdened, and you will find relief.
A reading from Matthew chapter 5. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
Keep watching.
From the writings of Brother Roger of Teze. Whilst many people are gripped by worry about the future and find themselves at a standstill, there are also young people all over the world who are inventive and creative. These young people do not let themselves be caught up in a spiral of gloom. They know that God did not create us to be passive. And so they are searching with their whole soul to prepare a future of peace and not of misfortune. More than they realize, they are already making of their lives a light that shines around them. On summer evenings in Teze, under a sky laden with stars, we can hear the young people through our open windows. We are constantly astonished that there are so many of them. They search, they pray, and we say to ourselves, their aspirations to peace and trust are like these stars, points of light that shine in the night.
Let us pray. For those who are in hospital tonight, and all those who are ill or in pain, whether physical or emotional, Lord, we pray. for doctors, nurses, medical staff, and carers, sacrificing so much for the well-being of others. Lord, we pray. For children and all vulnerable people in need of our love and care, and for the lonely and anyone lacking companionship and love. Lord, we pray. For the homeless and refugees around the world who have no home and little hope. Lord, we pray. For peace in this divided world, peace between people, peace between nations, peace within nations. Lord, we pray.
Jesus, remember me.
So bless us, Lord Jesus, and all those you have entrusted to us. Guide us in the spirit of the Beatitudes, joy, simplicity, mercy. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.